We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on business and economic development in Tuolumne County on this weekend show. We're joined on the telephone by Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, next thing I want to ask you about is the quarterly report that you delivered to the Board of Supervisors when it comes to business and economic development. I know you delivered that earlier this month, and with so much happening right now in Tuolumne County, some people may not have had a chance to listen in when you were presenting to the Board of Supervisors. So what were some of the highlights that you presented?
Yeah, thank you for letting me share about this action plan, because I feel like this is a really important aspect of Tuolumne County innovation and business assistance going forward. One of the biggest things that I've kind of found from all of my community interactions with both the constituent businesses and Board of Supervisors is that there really needs to be a transparent and clear understanding of what our department does. And so really what I wanted to do was to create a plan that was really strategic and then also did things a little bit differently, but was very clear moving forward. And so really there's three larger organizational goals, and those are business assistance, how we're being innovative, and how we're creating recognition for both Tuolumne County and Tuolumne County Innovation and Business Assistance. So that's really the large framework. It was really about creating transparency and starting to really dive into what are those goals and how do I explain those clearly to the community.
So how do you accomplish all those goals?
Right, so each goal, it breaks down into kind of what are the objectives and then what are those action items that we're going to do. And so, for example, for business assistance, which is one of our largest goals, we have the three pillars, which are retention and expansion and attraction. And so when it comes to retention and expansion, it's really about understanding who our businesses are, making sure that we're connecting businesses to those resources like GoBiz or the PG&E economic development rates, making sure we understand who our partners are in the community based on business organizations and chambers. But more importantly, I think there's an aspect of making it clear that there is outreach. And it's not just activity outreach, but it's purposeful outreach. And so every week there's this idea of having 5 proactive calls. Once it's safe again to do walks, I definitely am going to be out in the business, making sure I'm walking into at least 2 businesses and just making sure that we're having those successful desired outcomes, which are making sure I connect to 250 businesses, make sure I'm getting close to having community savings in businesses or use of a revolving loan fund of about $100,000, and make sure I'm doing at least 10 community organization presentations. But then also I think there's this idea of what the business or what the Board of Supervisors requested, which was being innovative. And so coming up with just different goals and strategies for things that really are hampering or would benefit our community in both the businesses but the constituents. So finding ways to encourage different natural resources to be used. There's a supply and demand issue where some of our local businesses that are already doing biomass projects could utilize more supply. So how do we help connect them to that demand? Second, we're really talking about broadband a lot, and so we will be working on a broadband grant across a 5-county region. And then also this idea of like business events and making sure that businesses are getting connected to federal and state and really some international ways to export their products. And finally, one of the other ones is energy options. I see a huge hamper to business is the only option for power in our community is PG&E or propane. And so really what I'd like to encourage is that we're looking at natural gas options. We're looking at zero emission vehicles options, meaning hydrogen. But we're also looking into innovative ways to utilize power that we have from our Tuolumne Public Power Agency, which is power we get out of New Maloney. So we're looking into this idea of what's called a community choice aggregation. And so we just put out a feasibility analysis to see if that's something that would work in our community and really be of a benefit.
You mentioned broadband and a multi-county effort in that regard. What are you looking to do with broadband?
Yeah, this broadband grant and broadband roadmap is really actually really exciting across a 5-county region. And so really what it is we're spearheading a $500,000 grant from the Economic Development Administration, which is a federal department, to really create a plan that helps internet service providers to put in more infrastructure. So what we'll do is we'll look across the five counties. We'll hire a consultant to look across the five counties, look at all the different processes an internet service provider would have to do through our permitting processes, our county right-of-ways, and really outline a map of how those internet service providers could get through the system a little bit quicker, but also find funding and understand where the priorities are for each of those counties. And so we'll have the opportunity to really share what Tuolumne County needs, in which neighborhoods, in which commercial, industrial, business areas need that most broadband access.
On the issue of retention and attraction with during this time of COVID-19, with many businesses struggling, has it been more of a focus on retention, or have you had time to do attraction as well?
Well, definitely back March through June, it was fully a retention focus, making sure that our businesses had those resources, understood Paycheck Protection Program, understood an economic injury disaster loan. We've had those conversations. We set up the volunteer team of doing a phone tree to, that was 46 business leaders, but then we implemented a direct text to call. A lot of those information, we've sent out about 10,000 plus texts, and then I authored about 75 different blogs. I think that really did help to kind of correlate a prevention of about 27% additional unemployment in Tuolumne County. And it also brought about $50 million of Paycheck Protection Program loans. But one of the really things that I'm also excited about is I was able to assist through Cal OES to deliver 33,000 masks and just about 12,000 bottles of hand sanitizer to businesses for free based on some of the community outreach and connections. So that was really, a good accomplishment, and so happy that I could help businesses get those PPE when they needed it.
On the issue of attraction, what are the main industries that Tuolumne County is looking to attract right now?
Yeah, so this comes back to about February, right before the pandemic. Did a presentation to the Board of Supervisors that we should stop trying to be everything for everyone and really be deliberate in who we're trying to attract. So with that, we really decided, what are those three key industries based on some thresholds of attraction or thresholds that would fit into our community that would be the right deliberate idea of how to outreach? And so with that, we came across natural resources, hospitality, and healthcare. And so with natural resources, that was a focus on biomass. We're really wanting to encourage that low to no value timber to come out of our forests, and that'll help with not only our forest management, but also the ability to attract larger biomass facilities. The second is hospitality, and that's really meaning hotels and the ability that we have a lot of travel pre-coronavirus to our region to go to Yosemite National Park. And even during that time where we were having a little bit more of an open community, there was a lot of traffic to Yosemite National Park. And so there's a lot of good news to report in the world of hospitality. And so now we're really switching over to a focus on healthcare. And what I mean by healthcare is I'm focusing on trying to help attract facilities that will be specific for senior care. So we're thinking senior living facilities or assisted living cares. So that's really where we're headed next.
You mentioned biomass. We did a news story about a pretty significant biomass project about a month ago. But for anyone not familiar, what can you tell us about what's being looked at here locally?
Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity. And Supervisor Brennan and I assisted this company frequently in the past year and a half. And really what it is, it's called Golden State Natural Resources, and they've already purchased the property. We helped them through that process, and now they are starting to implement engineering and planning, and this could be a potentially $150 million investment into our community. They're projecting about 560 jobs in the short term on the construction, the contractors, and getting going. But then in the long term, this is about a 50 to 60 job facility with ancillary contractor jobs of about 100 plus of helping all of that biomass material that's in with a 100-mile radius to get out of the forest and then made into a product that can be shipped across the sea over to Japan for some of their energy needs. So it's really a really exciting project, and exciting that we were able to attract them to Tuolumne County because they were looking at other facilities across the state. And in fact, we encouraged them and convinced them enough that this was one of their first projects and first investments Their second being Siskiyou, where they were planning to go first.
Also in hospitality, definitely some movement there with Apera Projects in the South County moving through the process.
Yeah, the Terra V, it looks like they went to the Planning Commission and were approved under canvas when it was approved. It does seem like there will be some movement in going to the Board of Supervisors based on appeals, but we shall see. I think you reported on that, right? I think they have days that are perfect, already scheduled to go to the Board of Supervisors. But also there's a lot of interest in the Groveland area and then also East Sonora. So, yeah, we haven't seen there's a hotel interest for what we call the SCAR in Groveland. So that'll be really great to see if we can't get that developed. And with the Groveland Community Service District getting a grant that will allow them to work on the water distribution to that side of Big Oak Flat will really be kind of, I think, one of the last hitches for getting that development finally approved and a viable option. And then in East Sonora, if you hadn't seen it, there was a proposed interest in a project right across from the Best Western that we've been working on. So there really is a lot of interest in this hospitality, and I've been working really hard to make sure that hotels and hospitality industry have what they need if they wanted to move into Tuolumne County.
A lot of projects making their way through, as you mentioned, and you know, COVID-19 has been a big challenge over this past year, but hopefully a vaccine, it looks like, is right around the corner here. Are you optimistic about what the future holds for the county?
You know, you ask me this question all the time, and I have been always been saying optimistic, and there definitely was a time in that April, May area where I was starting to feel a little bit of dread, a little bit of concern for our community, but really what I've seen is such a resilient business community that understands how to connect to resources, understands they need to make those changes and kind of pivot and make sure they're doing things that will allow them to stay in business. And so I'm going to say it again. I am truly optimistic for Tuolumne County, and I see a lot of optimism on all some of these developments that are going to be happening in the next few years. But also even the smaller retail stores, you can see, are still making investments and opening businesses. Like Sonora Fly Company is doing great. You see Wild Bud. Downtown Sonora is thriving. I hope to see some real big changes at the Armory, into the downtown facilities, at Legend, and then even across our whole community. So I really am excited about Tuolumne County and optimistic that we're going to come out of coronavirus, we're going to come out stronger, and we're going to be a little bit leaner on kind of how we're running and operating businesses.
Got just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Got to take one more quick break. Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, is our guest this weekend. We'll be back with our final segment here in just a minute.